Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the May 4th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Last up on The Hemp Show is Stephanie Harris, the general manager and a partner at Sugar Bottom Hemp. Stephanie is a seasoned entrepreneur and brand builder. She is responsible for all aspects of operations, from farming to sales and marketing. She oversees everything to ensure Sugar Bottom Hemp is running smoothly. Stephanie pivoted into the hemp industry after 25 years in wine and spirits, where she created it and launched Maven Cocktails in 2014. It was a brand ahead of its time that mixed super premium wine with vodka and sold it in a sophisticated single serving bottle. Stephanie created a stir with her launch of Maven, appearing on broadcast outlets such as MSNBC and Fox Business to discuss her disruptive brand. Thank you very much for joining us today, Stephanie, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Mark. This is great. Thank you.
Excellent. So it looks a little cloudy out there. And as we, I know because our previous conversation, and I mentioned you were out at the farm,
yes,
which you have. And so I guess to kick things off, can you tell us about how you got into the hemp space and ultimately how that led you into growing and where you're at right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We, so as you mentioned, and thank you for the intro and the time, to talk with you and everyone else about Sugar Bottom Hemp. I kind of circuitous route, to get to hemp. I was in the wine business and, started my brand Maven. And sadly, as that was launching, my wife was diagnosed with early onset, dementia. And I couldn't, as I needed to pivot and make some changes with my cocktail, I couldn't raise that next round of funding just because I was spread very thin and my wife declined very quickly. And so I needed to take care of her. And in that care, I came across CBD as a vehicle for me to deal with my stress. And fascinatingly enough, it really helped her. And she just became so much more animated and, you know, just wanting to communicate so much more freely. And so it was truly great for her. It was great for me. And so when it's time to get back to work, I had an opportunity to work with someone in the cannabis space in California and assist them in the operations and getting their license approved and just the setup A to Z, track and trace, you name it. I had a hand in helping them craft their business, delivery business. And through that process, I realized I wasn't going to move to California, but I'd really like to be involved in CBD hemp business because I was having a tremendous benefit from it. So I had created an e-commerce site and in the subscription model, but realized I needed a little bit bigger engine behind me. And about the same time, I heard that a neighboring farm to my parents in my hometown were growing hemp. And I kept coming down to see what they were doing and got involved out in the field and, you know, all aspects of what they were going through. And towards the end of the growing year, after harvest or during harvest, I met the owner of the farm, Fred Hagen, and he liked what I had done on the brand building previous to this point. And they really had no vehicle to monetize the business. And so he brought me in to monetize the business, create the products, do all the brand development. And so, you know, I took what they had in the field and I created everything we have today. So that was in 2019. We grew again 20 acres of hemp outside last year. And at that, I had a hand in every aspect from, you know, running the tractors. We have clay soil here. And in this field, it's about 4 acres, but we had to break up the frangipan and really create a root zone. And so we were crazy. We dug a trench in each of our rows and then tilled and did plastic on top of that and planted from there. And so, you know, it was a tremendous amount of work and time. You know, this is a 4-acre field here. Below it on the far side, we had another 4 acres. And then down over there, we had another 4 acres. And then across the street, we had another probably 3 acres that we farmed. And so we had to put up the deer fence. I mean, you name it, start to finish. It all happened in 14-hour days last spring. So it was really quite a lot of work and just awesome, you know, a truly awesome experience because we grew quite a lot. And, you know, everybody has little hiccups along the way, and we learn from those hiccups, and it was amazing. Deer, right. You know, we had a tremendous challenge with the deer. They loved our CBG. They could have cared less with our CBD.
Stephanie, I'm just laughing because I don't know if you were on 2 segments ago, but when I was just talking to Joe about the deer. Yes. Took out my first harvest or my first crop plant. I think I had like 10 plants when I was 13. And they took
that's why I mentioned it, because we, you know, we had these young gals working for us and I'm like, why aren't they growing out there? You know, they're looking awfully short, and, you know, they just wouldn't want to, they didn't want to tell me because it was so bad. And then we got the, fixed the fencing. We worked with the game commissioner. We cleared out the deer and resurrected that crop, which was
the way you say you worked with the game commissioner and cleared out the deer. That leaves a lot of that makes my mind wonder how those deer got cleared out.
We have a very active team of hunters here on staff, and that's what we needed. They needed to be employees. We had to, navigate the system, and then we got the fence back up. And they got, in the course of 3 weeks, we got like 18 deer. It was pretty amazing.
Nice. You guys were eating good back then.
Yes. And I have to tell you, the back straps, the loin, holy smokes. It was so delicious. So.
Oh my goodness. So we need to send PA, some more deer in there. So we need to get some more deer in there so you can send me some awesome back straps pretty soon.
No more deer.
So I've got some questions about the past, some stuff you were talking about, but real quick, I have a question. So what's going in this year? Cause I know we're looking at the farm.
That's where, you know, it's fun to have a not so windy day. So hopefully it's quite good, but in these top rows, and I don't know. Oh yeah, there you can see it. Mm-hmm. So we, through the course of the winter, do heavy mulch application. And these first rows, we get organic chicken manure, multiple truckloads from an organic chicken farm that's local, plus local horse manure that is really broken down and dark and rich. And so these first three rows, you know, I wanted to test out them just doing the tilling and the plastic on top of that. You know, a few weeds here and there, but we do the clover because it doesn't grow so high. So you don't really have to mow. It's nutrient rich. And then in the rows behind it, we did same mulch application, you know, the composting, mm-hmm. with full tilling. And in that, not tilling, disking. So we just disked it all in and got it nice and flat. And then we did another super planting of clover. So that's in the rows where we'll plant. And so the clover will act as food as well when I go in and, you know, get the tiller and then do the plastic on top of that.
Very cool. So when do you plan on putting plants in the ground this year?
The last week in May. So, you know, we're not that far away. It'll take about 2 days to do this work in this field. And we're only doing this field this year because we've grown so much. I mean, we have more oil than we need for several years. So we're not going to do as much as we did in previous years just because, you know, we have a ton of oil and we also want to really perfect it and make sure that, you know, not making same mistakes we've made previous years. You know, what we got in a little bit late last year. We had some plantings in the last week of July. Just because we, you know, had some challenges with our seedlings. So I'm really perfecting the whole process so that it's all locked up.
Sure. So the first years you went a little big and then ultimately had some challenges.
Yes, went too big.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you can focus in on a smaller area, make that area grow better and make
correct.
The process a little better, you'll end up with just as much product. Plus,
yeah, and we had an exuberant group of guys that just were like, oh, we got to plan every space. And I was like, oh, let's see how that goes.
Right, right. Well, plus the, you know, you mentioned you still have oil on hand. I mean, ultimately
right.
that oil, it can be stored for long periods of time as long as it's
correct.
Stored correctly. So
correct.
That is excellent. Now I want to go back. I want to go back to something you mentioned. I have a mm-hmm. question here. So you mentioned that you started looking into CBD/cannabis, with your wife's diagnosis and ultimately mm-hmm. for issues that you face, but it also helped to treat her as well. Now,
yes.
Now prior to that, what was your experience with cannabinoids, hemp, cannabis in general? Or was it something more that due to the nature of, you know, these ailments and looking for some medical remedies that you started to seek it out?
Right.
Can you talk a bit on that?
Yeah, I really, and I think that's a great question. I think that's really the journey that most consumers have is my journey in that, you know, I really don't have aches and pains. I don't have arthritis. I don't have other issues. Thankfully, you know, didn't really have any depression issues. So I didn't really need any help, if you will, until I needed help. And when I needed help, I didn't even know kind of where to go. And it was truly an endorsement of a friend on Facebook who was using CBD for postpartum depression. And had she not put it up there, I probably never would have gotten into it. You know, it was
wow.
just this very random post where she had gone probably 8 or 9 months post delivery and waited until she had enough empirical data to say this really changed my outcome on postpartum depression. You know, I really believe in these products. And if you have any of these challenges, I recommend you check them out. And so I did. And I was so amazed at how well it helped me. You know, I take it, I don't really have sleep issues. I would take it first thing in the morning and that was it for me. You know, I'm not necessarily a big cannabis user. I use it, you know, socially with friends, but I don't necessarily use it on a daily basis. And so this has been a whole world of discovery for me. And, you know, I think very different than a bunch of people that are in the industry, but I think very typical for the average consumer.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
And ultimately, I mean, that's what I experience a lot in talking with business owners all the time is a lot of the times they dive into this space because something led them there. Not that
yes.
they were, not that they were necessarily seeking out, but whether it was a family member or themselves, for me, for example, it was myself. And wow, I mean, the courage of your friend too, because I mean, to post something like that, to share that with the world, because right. ultimately, you know, she sees it as like, hey, this helped me. Maybe it can help somebody else.
Correct.
But at the same time, depending on your social circles, you know, you could be ostracized, right? Like right. certain circles.
I don't think anymore. I mean, this was, we're going back 7-8 years, but even still, you know,
even 7-8 years though, that's still, that was around a time when it was not nearly as accepted as it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've encountered a lot of people that are just like completely shut down when you talk about it. Oh, absolutely not.
I do events all the time.
Yeah, it's so bad, but that's amazing. I mean, that puts a smile on my face because, like I said, that post probably not only helped you, I mean, definitely helped you, right?
Right.
Kind of enter the space, open your mind, right, to the possibilities Correct. Of cannabinoids. But my guess is it probably also helped a host of other people too.
Definitely. So, definitely.
And it's interesting because around that time, there was a long period of time where I was silent, where I didn't say anything, Then it took, there was, I don't even remember. It wasn't like a specific date. It was more like I figured that all these people that I just wanted to get it out there. So I said, you know, I don't know why I'm being so silent about it. Like I'm a highly motivated person. I am not what the, you know, typical stereotype of say a stoner would be. We can start to change that message and change that movement. And I kind of, once I opened up about it, like I said, I've said this in the past, but a host of people approached me as far as like, oh my gosh, you could use it for this, or you could use it for that. You know, can you help me with this? So yeah, that is just amazing. I'm excited to hear all of that.
Yeah, it's been a great journey. And, you know, for my wife at the home, she now sadly lives in a home. And I created our gummies so that she would get her daily dose. And so she gets 50 milligrams. Actually, she gets close to 60 milligrams of CBD in the morning and 60 in the early evening. And they beg me when she's out of stock, you know, it is such a difference in her behavior. And I really wish there were more studies where we could show what a difference CBD makes for people that have neurodegenerative diseases.
Right.
You know, just the anxiety that they have that they can't communicate, and, you know, the ways that it helps.
I was just on a long deep dive conversation with Dr. Babone, and he was talking specifically about a study that he was involved with related to how cannabinoids, CBD specifically, can affect Alzheimer's. So,
oh, good.
It was very, very positive as far as the results they were seeing. So, definitely something that I need to share with you and get you in touch
that
with
would
Dr.
Be great.
Babone.
That would be amazing.
So
yeah, we tried a study real quick. We tried a 2-week CBG gummies. And she's not as active on CBG. It still has CBD in it, but the CBG didn't have the desired effect that I thought it would. So I thought that was amazing.
Was the study something personal, or was it like an actual?
Oh yes, totally. Yeah.
Okay. Because that was going to be my question. I was like, I was wondering, because remember some of these studies, right? You have double blind and you're going to have placebo. So I'm like wondering if she had gotten the placebo.
No, I gave her 2 weeks worth of CBG and CBG gummies that had CBD in it. It was a half dose of CBD with, it's like 20 milligrams of CBG with 10 milligrams of CBD per gummy. And she just was not as animated and chatty on those as she is on the straight CBD.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, everybody talks a lot about the entourage effect and the fact that the cannabinoids work in tandem with the terpenoids and all of the above. So distilling it down, distilling some of these products down to one specific cannabinoid could potentially have much less efficacy than if it just had a little bit of THC in it or something like that.
Right.
You know, obviously, tons of studies need to be done, and they're in the works. So
yes.
It's only a matter of times within 10 years from this day, there will be a host of studies that help to kind of shine light on how it's actually affecting the mind, the body, and all of the above.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now, one of the benefits of going last on the hemp show is that we don't really have a specific time constraint. So we're already well over our time.
Oh, my goodness.
But one of the things we didn't talk about was the products.
Oh, yes. So
ultimately, before we jump off here, I want to hear about the Sugar Bottom Hemp products.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we do a full line of tinctures. Where are they on the camera?
Oh, you've got them with you. See,
yeah,
I also didn't. Well, I didn't expect you to have them with you too, because you've been out on the farm this entire time.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because I'm doing a pop-up sales event, and so I have most of my inventory there, my labeled inventory, okay. And so I have things here in storage, and so we do three different levels on our tinctures. We're changing. What is getting extracted this year will be CO2. What we extracted last year was ethanol. We post up all of our COAs online, and our solvents are incredibly minuscule. Like, our guys were awesome. They were really clean. They were really effective, but we're just changing it up to see if we get a different product and what that is between the two. So what we have for sale right now are three different levels of tinctures, actually four. So we do a 250 milligram for pets that is bacon flavored, and then 500, 1,000, and 1,500 that are these. And I have a whole bunch of them that are not labeled, so I can white label them for anyone. And then we do two different pain options. The first one is our salve. Our salve it may be tiny, but it is mighty. That's an ounce with 500 milligrams of CBD in it.
Kind of like the name you laid out there, tiny but mighty.
Yes.
Seriously, that should be considered one of the salve's names, tiny but mighty.
Tiny but mighty. I can do that. What's really awesome about this is that it has willow bark and arnica in it, as well as the 500 milligrams. And so it works on contact for pain, which is great. And then we do a 750 milligram roll-on. And so I'm just showing you one without a label so you can see how easy it is for us to white label for other people. And that's pretty good. And then we have the pet treats. Again, I can white label these for anyone. This label says 60, but we do 30 in a pack. What makes our pet treats different is that they are 10 milligrams each of CBD with tryptophan and ginger and chamomile, and it really, it works. They definitely are very effective.
Okay. I'm going to have to get some to try out. One of my dogs is a psychopath. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a Belgian Malinois.
I can help you with that.
And every Belgian Malinois is some level of psychopath.
Which makes them really good. Is that it's for sledding, but as a sled dog.
No, you're,
right?
You're thinking of a Malamute.
Okay.
Malinois is the police dog style with
yes.
With the black face.
Yes, they're very handsome dogs. Yes.
Oh yeah, he's
well that's what makes them good protection.
Gorgeous. Excellent.
What I don't have up here are gummies, and that's called a pâté de fruits, because we didn't buy the gummy machine yet. And I didn't want to farm it out. I couldn't really find anyone to farm it out in Pennsylvania. So I have a chef, top pastry chef in Philadelphia, who makes these for us. And essentially it's a jam square. It's our label says 25 milligrams. It's really 28 milligrams of CBD in each one. And they really do the trick on sleeping. I've yet to have somebody say that they didn't have a reaction. Like, most people complain that they're almost too effective.
Very cool. If you're interested in getting linked up to on a larger scale volume producer that can help you out there, just let us know. I mean, we're happy to introduce.
Yeah, I'm sure you have them.
Yeah, no problem. You can find those within the network pretty quickly.
Yeah, awesome. Excellent. And then I'm in the final phases of putting together a live seltzer. So kombucha and club soda with our CBD. And those will be ready really by the end of June.
You said kombucha. And
yes.
So it's
kombucha is just
soda CBD.
Yes.
Okay. I have, I have a friend that will blow his mind if and when you get that product out, and I have no doubt that he will want to talk to you specifically. So
yes,
definitely keep us in the loop when you get that product finished. I'd love to have you back on here. I mean, that sounds amazing. Sorry, my mouth started watering a little bit when you said all that, but 100%, my friend's mind will be blown.
You know, everybody's coming out with these regular seltzers and they have no flavor. And
right. What
we all love when we eat is flavor. And I didn't want to do a soda that was laden with all the sugar. I wanted something that people are drinking on a daily basis for their health. And why not tie our two favorite things in together? And so, I have an amazing brand that's working with us. She's one of the best brands in the Mid-Atlantic. I'm really psyched.
Very cool. Yeah, the friend I'm speaking of, I'll shoot him a text message right now. This every time he comes over to my place, or every time I'm talking to him, he's got a kombucha and he brings over like two or three extras just in case that one.
Yes.
So
yeah,
and he's obviously heavily embedded in the cannabis world as well. So I have no doubt that he'll be excited.
Awesome. Well, good. I can't wait to send you some samples.
Very cool. Definitely want those. So this was excellent. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, and then we're going to have to get you on the deep dive as well.
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity, Mark. Thank you.
Excellent. If you're interested in connecting with Stephanie and Sugar Bottom Hemp, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Sugar Bottom Hemp wholesale store, posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you so much, Stephanie. And you got to get you time. I think it's time to get out of that field now.
Yeah, I got to get back to work.
Cool. All right. Have
awesome.
A great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in
while we break it all down.